Greetings, subscribers, to Bart Sabrell's Botch Escape. This is Bart Sabrell. Well, this is episode 6. We made it through the first month. And now here we are. Buckle up. This is something I've been collecting articles from for months. We're going to cover now. It's a disturbing topic. It may not be disturbing to a lot of people. It's extremely disturbing to me. And what this has to do is censorship. Censorship is so disturbing because it's always the beginning of tyranny that leads to the millions of deaths of people. So I go to a church that promotes natural health. And an established doctor, who's a medical authority, did a video about how, you know, to treat certain respiratory illnesses, you might use, I think it was iodine drops. So I uploaded it just as a private, unlisted, to share with my family at the time in the Philippines when I was in the United States. It was taken down. Okay, we have a medical authority, a doctor, saying, hey, maybe this will help with COVID. This is the response I got. Medical misinformation. YouTube does not allow content that spreads medical misinformation that contradicts. It's not necessarily medical misinformation, but what it does do is it contradicts the World Health Organization. Why is YouTube, you know, allegedly in America, so concerned about what the World Health Organization thinks? I don't understand the connection, unless it's a world government or local health authorities. Well, wait a minute. My doctor is a local health authority. You see that? Including alternative methods to prevent, treat, or diagnose COVID. Meaning, if any doctor who's a medical authority says any other remedy other than taking a medicine for an illness you don't have, which is really gene therapy, which is really like taking chemotherapy to prevent cancer, not a good idea, all of that will be taken down. That's authoritarianism right there out in the open. Now, they may not be throwing you in an internment camp for sharing the video, but they're doing pretty close mentally the same thing. They're saying it's what the government says, and that's it, or we'll take it down. Now, the Constitution is around to protect the people from the government. That's why it says freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of expression. And, of course, that's not that. I wanted to show this clip of video, and I'd shown this before. This is basically from someone's YouTube channel, and what they found was a clip of, at the time, the person in charge of the Justice Department going to a press conference, as you will see, not wearing a mask. And then, when they appear on camera, they suddenly wear a mask. And so, then they take it off because speakers are allowed to take off their mask. Meaning the guy walks there and is spending his day not wearing a mask. And for the cameras, he puts it on for 3 seconds, then takes it off. Okay. So the point is, the person who showed this video, their YouTube channel was canceled. Their entire YouTube channel came down for showing the representative of the Injustice Department being a hypocrite, walking to the meeting without a mask, acting like he wears masks for 3 seconds, and of course, he's allowed to take it off while he speaks. Just showing this, just showing the truth, cancels your entire YouTube channel. Do you understand that? And this isn't disputed that the guy's a hypocrite. You just show it. He shows up to the meeting without a mask. He pretends he has one on all day, takes it off of the speech, showing that he's a hypocrite. Simply showing this, showing the facts, showing the undisputed truth, has the entire YouTube channel being canceled. That's the degree of censorship that we now live in. Here's another guy. There are multiple videos like this. This guy basically puts an oxygen meter under a mask. The alarms go off. It's 2 points, 10% below the absolute minimum at the bottom of the coal mine. And it's a felony to make somebody breathe below 17.5% oxygen, right? Actually, below 19.5. The meter went down to 17.5, right? So this channel and channels like this are also taken down. Imagine me showing a thermometer, and the thermometer reads 100 degrees. But the government is saying there's global cooling. So I just show a thermometer outside, and they take it down for showing the truth. They're taking down the truth. So what does that leave up there? It leaves lies. This is the dangerous world that we live in now. This is the latest legislation called the Restrict Act, allegedly to protect us. And if you read the fine print, which no one does, even the people voting on it, I think a former Speaker of the House said about 2,000-page legislation to the people voting on it, they said word for word, you can read it after you vote for it. Okay? And basically, this says in the fine print that the government can jail you as it deems fit at any time for saying anything they disagree with. That's what the fine print is on legislation they're voting on right now. And then there's another anti-TikTok bill. And you read the fine print, it allows censorship of American citizens. The Biden administration, and don't think this would be any different if George Bush Jr. was president during COVID. It would not be. It's not about red and blue. Democratic Johnson supervised the faking of the moon landing, and Republican Nixon gave it his approval, okay? So you can change the name to George Bush Jr. if you want, or Biden, it doesn't matter. They were pressured that the, you know, whatever Facebook Meta, whatever it's called today, to censor private messages that people are texting to one another about don't get the shot. Private messages. Private. It's like me sending you a letter and the government comes in, reads the letter. We don't like what he's saying to another citizen. We're going to remove the letter, throw it in the garbage. That's what they're doing. Isn't that illegal? Let's double check. Congress, the federal government, shall make no law establishing a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And they closed churches during the pandemic. The Constitution doesn't change if it gets below 50 degrees. The Constitution doesn't change if the wind speed goes above 80 miles per hour. The Constitution doesn't change if cancer rates go above 10%. And the Constitution doesn't change if there's a virus going around. You see that? There's no excuse to close churches ever. I don't care if 9 out of 10 people are dropping dead. It is the right of the person to go out and shop and take that risk. And it's the right of the store owner to open their store if 9 out of 10 people are dropping dead to take that risk. I mean, the 10% that are still alive, don't they need to buy toothpaste and toilet paper anyway? Where are they going to get it from unless they go shopping? The government can advise. They're not our nanny. If one person can tell another person, like they did during the pandemic, you cannot have 5 people at your child's birthday party. You can have 4, but not 5. And if you have 5, we'll shut off your electricity and take you to jail, which is what they did in California. So if one person can tell another person how many people they can have at their birthday party in the privacy of their home, that person who is telling the other person is the master, and the one receiving the order is a slave. This is not freedom. We are not in the land of the free. We're in the land of the slaves. 70% of Americans are on prescription medicine. It means 70% of Americans are sick. If there's a country that has 70% of the population sick all the time, they have the worst health care in the world, and yet we're told the exact opposite, the best. It's a statistical fact. You remove cancer, you remove heart disease from fatalities. Right after that, the number one cause of death is medical malpractice. 70% of the population is sick all the time. Medical malpractice, the number one cause of death after heart disease and cancer. That's the worst health care in the world, not the best. Hello? Does anybody realize that? We have slavery here, not freedom, okay? They are abridging freedom of the press, freedom of speech. the government is censoring people's private communications. That is not freedom of speech, okay? And when they start telling people, right, Meta, to censor things, that's them interfering with freedom of the press too. It's not just America. It's uniform. The United Kingdom is going to criminalize people who disagree with the official narrative. Right now, your YouTube channel is taken down. Right now, your private messages never go to the person you wanted to send them if you're critical of COVID. They want to turn it up even more. They want to throw you in jail now. They're actually debating this in the United Kingdom. Here we are in Canada. Another thing, he wants to criminalize free speech. This is not just the U.S. It's a uniform world government tyranny. If you criticize the government, you will go to jail. They're working at doing it. Twitter even censored the American Heart Association over scientific research that proved a link between the mRNA gene therapy, they're not a vaccine, which contains a dead particle of virus. An RNA shot tells your genes to produce a spike protein, which is a toxin. Would you want to take a shot that tells your genes to produce cancer so that you build an immunity to cancer? I guess that could work, but why would you want your genes producing toxin spike proteins? Why would you want your genes producing cancer to build an immunity to cancer? I think I have a right to disagree with that methodology, right? And Twitter takes down a highly respected American Heart Association because they prove scientifically, statistically, it's causing people to drop dead from heart inflammation. Takes it down, takes down the truth, which means only lies are left up there. Amazon deletes America's frontline doctor's website. I thought they wanted medical authorities to speak. There's a lot of white coats there in the picture. I say they're medical authorities. Somehow that works for the WHO, but not for tens of thousands of doctors who say it's not a pandemic. The shots are deadly. They're hyping it up. It's a lie. So if Amazon is taking down their website, that's violating freedom of speech. So how come Amazon isn't being indicted or going to jail for breaking the Constitution? I wonder why. Oliver Stone, here's something interesting. I finally watched his follow-up to JFK. It's an amazing thing that he uncovered. First, Kennedy, in November of 1963, was going to go to Chicago. They found an assassination plot. They canceled it. A week later, he's going to go to Miami. They found about an assassination plot. They canceled it. A week after that, he goes to Dallas. And in each place, they had an Oswald fall guy. Exact same scenario. Gunman in a building to blame and take the blame for CIA mafia gunmen who were actually shooting the president. Exact same scenario Oliver Stone covers. Not covered in the mainstream media. So not only is it what they take down, it's these incredible stories that you would think would be covered by the news. What was it, 6 months or so ago? The border of the United States was being blocked for more than a week by truckers in Canada. I would think that would make the news. The border of the United States is being blocked? Not mentioned a single time in the evening news for a week. When the president got a new cat, that was in the news, but not a border of the United States being blocked for a week. So not only what they take down, it's what they don't cover. They don't want protests against the government to spread, so they don't cover it. They cover the president getting a cat instead. Instagram restores a post with death threats to world leaders who they don't like. But they're not playing fairly here. You do a world leader against somebody they do like, not even a death threat, they'll take it down. So you have to have a standard here. You can't say that one person can have, five cards in poker and the other person can have 10. That's not fair, is it? So they allow death threats against one person and take down criticism against another person. So that's not freedom of the press there, is there? Or speech. here's the guy in France doing the same thing. He is basically being a Nazi. You think they would have learned being under the thumb of the Nazis. I guess they did learn. They learned how to become Nazis, doing the same thing there. They're suggesting in Russia, prison for people who are against taking medicine for an illness they don't even have that tells their genes to produce toxins and an alleged attempt to build up an immunity to them. You know, I was thinking, if evolution is so grand and evolution has kept us alive for 4.5 billion years, why would you want to interfere with the human immune system that has got us here for 4.5 billion years? Right? I thought you were for evolution. Science is evolution. Evolution is science. Why are you interfering, telling my body that I need to somehow build, you know, produce spike proteins? We've been here for 4.5 billion years. Why don't you just trust that? I thought you said evolution was fantastic. Here's something. I mean, you can't even unsexualize yourself. This is the original uniform of women. They protested. They said, you're making us into sex objects. Look at the picture down here. They put on a little bit more respectable shorts. They were fined for doing this. They cannot even have freedom of expression in the clothes they wear. Unbelievable. Unbelievable world. Here's Fox News, allegedly, you know, alternative media, blurring out a sign because it says something they don't like. I mean, that's not really fair and balanced news coverage, is it? Here we have a story that's not covered. You have, you know, these great protests going on against vaccine passports in the United Kingdom, not covered a single time in the evening news. You have Facebook, you know, openly working with the CIA and other intelligence agencies, and they're not called to account on it. When I thought freedom of the press means no government interference with media, and here is the government interfering with media, which is Facebook. And of course, here's a nice little entourage where we see the same news story said over and over again. You'll see in the lower right-hand corner, you'll see CBS, ABC, and every network saying the same thing, word for word, proving it's centrally controlled by the Central Intelligence Agency.
Well, if you filled up your gas tank lately, then you don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you gas prices are on the rise. I know.
Okay. I saw CBS, I saw ABC, I saw Fox, and on other similar things, you also see NBC and whatever. Here's a video I wanted to show you. Oh, I guess I should have shown it to you sooner. It's no longer available. Undermining faith in NATO is now grounds for a Twitter ban. You criticize the WHO, which is NATO, and you're taken down. Oh my gosh. And they're not fans of Hitler or Nazis. Isn't that what they did right before they started throwing people into prison camps? Look out. That's coming soon. Biden's White House. Remember, it would be George Bush Jr.'s White House if he were in power. There's no difference. Working directly with big tech to censor. Wait a minute. Freedom of the press. The government is controlling the press. It's even Reuters coming out with this. Okay, they're controlling the press. There's freedom of the press. Not freedom of the press, freedom of the press. So the Constitution is being violated by the people at the very top of the federal government. No one's doing anything about it. How about that? They also sought to censor what app private messages. I think we covered that. here's the greatest lie machine. Now they're using universities. That's always their proxy, right? I've known of things previously that the government wasn't supposed to be doing, so they used universities to do it for them. They're doing that with COVID censorship. Here's interesting. When Nigeria is censoring Twitter because they don't like their anti-government tweets or something like that, the Biden administration says, shame on you for influencing Twitter in Nigeria. All the while, he's influencing Twitter in America against free speech in America. He's for free speech in Nigeria, as long as it criticizes someone he doesn't like, but he's against free speech in the United States. Again, don't think it'd be any different if George Bush Jr. were in power. He'd be doing the same thing. The New York Times warns readers against critical thinking, right? It's saying, don't criticize the government. Don't criticize us. Don't consider any other truths other than what the newspapers are telling you and what the government is telling you. And all the TV networks are telling you the exact same thing, word for word. Here, I guess this is in Ukraine, they want to prosecute a journalist for asking a question. Would we be better off as a part of Russia? They want to throw her in jail for answering that question. Same thing happened to me. And filming of Astronauts Gone Wild, I went to NASA with press credentials. Press credentials of my own, press credentials from NASA. I had an appointment to be there as a journalist. I started asking about the authenticity of the moon landings. Security guards threw me out and threatened to arrest me for asking a question here in America. Not China, not Russia, not North Korea. This is going on, and that was 20 years ago, and it's only gotten worse since then. The Scottish police actually arrest and charge a man for making an offensive tweet about a dead man who's supposed to be a national hero. This is why, when it was in front of a dozen witnesses and on videotape, that I got punched by Buzz Aldrin, the prosecutor of Beverly Hills said they refused to prosecute a national hero. However, if I had punched him, I bet I would have gone to jail pretty quickly, don't you think? So how can that be? How can that be justice? How can that be the land of the free? You see this? How can you be arrested for criticizing a dead person? This is not China. This is not Russia. This is not North Korea. This is not Nazi Germany. This is England, United Kingdom, Great Britain, Scotland, right? Who actually have more freedoms of speech, in my opinion, than we do here. And they're arresting people for criticizing dead people. Unbelievable. China burns religious books and Amazon and Facebook ban free speech, right? They've taken down so many books against masks and not working. Every study that I've ever seen say masks, wearing them and not wearing them makes no difference. The particles are too small for the masks and they cause oxygen deprivation and bacteria and so forth and so on. You publish a book about this, it gets taken down off of Amazon. In China, they burn it. Here, they just digitally burn it. What's the difference? Any difference? No, I don't think so. Lights, camera, cancel. Here are 10 movies that were going to be about criticizing the government that the CIA, the federal government, literally intervened to stop independent films from being made in Hollywood that criticize the government. And what are we supposed to have here again? I keep forgetting. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press. And they're directly interfering with freedom of speech and freedom of the press. Thousands of anti-lockdown protesters take the streets in London, not covered by a single newscast in the evening news. Thousands of people protesting lockdowns, not covered by the evening news. I mean, even if you're against it, even if you think lockdowns are good, wouldn't that be a news story? I mean, you would think that would be a news story. all these crazy people protesting lockdowns, not covered in the evening news, like it never happened. That is censorship too. Germany, conducting clinical trials to learn how best to manipulate Americans to take the COVID-19 shots. How about that? Government conducting clinical trials. How about that? To best manipulate Americans to take COVID-19 shots. That is pretty remarkable, don't you think? French professor abducted, thrown in a psych ward for questioning COVID-19 vaccines. True story. Not from Nazi World War II Germany. It actually happened. A professional started questioning, maybe the pandemic's being exaggerated, maybe taking gene therapy to prevent a respiratory virus isn't a good idea. They literally abducted him and said he was crazy for thinking critically of the government. That's what the Nazis did. Now it's being done in France. So far we've seen censorship in America, censorship in Canada, censorship in the United Kingdom, censorship in France, censorship in Germany, censorship in Russia, censorship in China. It seems like there's world control to censor people, right? Imagine if they're passing all of these laws now about censorship, the ones we talked about at the beginning, right? It's got to be because there's a national emergency coming that they really want to have control over. I did a video, you can see it on my YouTube channel, September 9th, 2016, the government is planning on a medical quarantine. How about that? How did I know? I could see the government writing all these laws to make quarantining legal and medical forced vaccination legal. Well, that means they're planning on it. And if they're doing all this censorship laws now, it means there's a big event coming that they're gonna wanna have, quote, legal authority to censor, right? They're writing laws to make their unconstitutional crimes legal in their minds, which it can't be done. The latest conspiracy crept down, Twitter to scrub posts claiming vaccines cause harm are used to control populations. Really? Well, that's what the former vice president of Pfizer said. I mean, what does he know? I mean, he worked for Pfizer, the person pushing the shots for 10 years. He's pro-vaccine, and he says, number one, there's not a pandemic. Number two, the shots are designed to kill millions of people. That's his expert, right? Expert opinion. You know, you also had the inventor of the mRNA technology, right? He was taken down from every platform, Robert Malone, who invented the shots that everyone in the world is getting. And when he speaks about his own invention, about how they're not to be used for that purpose, he's not allowed to speak. He's not interviewed by one news organization in the entire world. Everyone's taking this new medicine. Let's hear from the inventor. What have you got to say for yourself? Tell us about it. He's not invited on, and when he speaks independently, they remove him off the internet. So if the inventor of the technology that everyone is injecting in themselves says it's not good for you, and he's taken down, well then, unfortunately, the former vice president of Pfizer is correct. There's not a pandemic, and it's being done to murder millions of people. What can you do? This is a literal rant, I suppose. The first official Bart Sobrell's Box Escape rant. I mean, it just troubles me that this is going on and no one seems to be able to do anything about it. All the people in high places are criminalized, and all the people underneath them, I guess, love this world and their property and their paycheck too much to risk it to do what is right when they're going to die anyway. Hey, think about that one. This has been Bart Sobrell's Box Escape. Thank you for watching. Thank you for putting up with my rant. Until next week, I hope you have a good one. And be sure, if you haven't yet, subscribe at least for 1 month to Tier 2 to End Times Church to see how these events may impact the world from a biblical point of view. Because when you have secular people saying this is going to happen in the future and the Bible saying this is going to happen in the future, I say it's all the more likely that it's going to happen. So that's it. Take care and be blessed.